Hey, it's Elliot here. Sometimes my mind dwells on certain subjects of God and faith, and whenever I've been focused on a particular area, even when I have just finished creating some content and more light comes to me, I still want to share that as well. And sometimes I'll even re-record what I created originally with the extra light in there. And I've even done this with a few of the modules in this program. And the same is true with this module. But sometimes I don't actually re-record things. I just create an additional piece of content to complement the main body of what was previously created. Hence what this is. I'm always in the pursuit of knowledge, and I think you and I are kindred spirits in that respect because we're both passionate learners. I mean, you've come all the way right to the end here. So that kind of gives me an indication that you're a little bit like me. So I just wanted to give some additional insight into the favor of God. I may well overlap things which are already in the actual module, but it only serves to solidify your understanding of the things that we've already covered. So, the thing I wanted to add was the vital fact that you can't just claim or say, I'm favored of God, and expect it to just spring upon you. There are requirements you need to meet. Being aware that you are favored of God and saying it isn't really enough. You have to be what I call divinely positioned. In other words, you need to be walking in the assignment God has prepared for you. You can't just claim I'm favored and walk in the opposite direction of what God's called you to. Jonah did that. I'm sure you know his story. And things started to turn against him. He wasn't divinely positioned and he was opposed to his assignment. He could claim to be favored, but he wasn't meeting the requirement for it to spring upon him. You can't say, I'm highly favored of God. His favor goes before me and surrounds me if where you are and where you're going is not where he wants you to be. God's favor will just flee you like demons at the sound of Jesus' name. God won't open doors that no man can shut if you have shut the door of your heart and your ears to his instruction and calling. So you must be sure that you are in the divine position that God has called you to. And make it your highest ambition to fulfill his will for your life. And when you are in position, God's favor will go before you and surround you and open doors that no man can shut, and shut doors that no man can open. Psalms 5:12 says, "For you, Lord, will bless the righteous; with favor will you compass him as with a shield." The righteous are those on the right path, in right standing with God. You don't get favor on the wrong road. You're favored to be in Christ, but you're not favored just because you're in Christ, but because you choose to obey Christ. Make sense? What God has called you to is where you need to be for favor to be with you. Some people describe favor or think of favor as life being easy and rosy. But what about when life gets hard? Does that mean you're not favored? Look at Joseph, look at Jesus. They had it rough at times, yet both these people were described as favored. Jesus grew in favor, and he grew because he walked in God's will for his life. Now, life is challenging for favored people. That's people with God. People with God are challenged. The affliction of the righteous are many. So when God is with you, you will be challenged. And that's why God said, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. So people will try to get in your way, but they will not be able to stand against God who is with you, who won't fail you. We think we aren't favored when life is challenging and things don't appear to be going our way and we experience opposition, because the enemy can see you have an assignment, and that favor is on your assignment and is with you, and it will accomplish what you need done. So what he does is he tries to make life hard for you, so you pick the path of least resistance, which is basically any path that God hasn't chosen for you, because he doesn't want the favor which is with you, or God which is with you, to produce anything which will put a dent in his operations. So the real test to know whether you are walking in favor is to see if you can prosper where you are now. Joseph prospered where he was. He kept his integrity in all things and stayed in right standing with God. And as we read in Psalms chapter 5 verse 12, God will bless the righteous with favor. And even though he was a slave in a foreign land under a master, the Bible says he was a prosperous man. Isn't that interesting? Genesis chapter 39 verse 1 to 3 says, Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought of the hands of the Ishmaelites which had brought him down hither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of the master Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. This fits the description of 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9 perfectly. Joseph's heart was perfect towards God, and God's eyes saw Joseph and showed himself strong in Joseph right where he was in the middle of slavery. And it says that Potiphar saw that he was favored, because not because of his position, but because of God with him and what God was doing with everything that he had anything to do with, even though he was in the middle of slavery. So favor isn't necessarily about position, it's about God being with you. Joseph had favor right in the middle of slavery. Favor through hardship. Everything Joseph had at home was stripped from him. Being his father's favorite, he had his home taken from him, his father's wealth, the admiration. He lost all he had, and yet he was called a prosperous man. All he had was his dream about the stars and the straw, and that was it. Everything was taken from him. I had something similar happen to me. Not quite as extreme, but I lost a lot of the comfort that I was accustomed to trusting in. I had to leave my job. I had to walk away from the security that the income provided from it. Everything. And all I could do was think on what God had planned. The purpose and the dream God had for me. That's all I had. Nothing else. But through all that, I was a prosperous man. Now, I was under a lot of pressure. I had no visible means of income. All I had was Philippians 4:19. You know, my girlfriend's friends weren't so sure about me, and they'd question me sometimes. And, you know, I guess to them, because I didn't have much going on materially, I looked like a layabout because the things I was talking about weren't manifested yet. Now, people questioned whether I was good for her, good enough for her or not. And they'd come up to me with asking questions with hidden agendas. It's kind of like I could see what they were getting at and why they were asking those questions. They weren't asking those questions because they were interested in finding out more about me. It was because, they sort of wanted bones to pick or something. I don't know. But I had to fight with the frustration of all these people sort of, coming with sort of negative connotations. And I also had to fight the frustration of not being in a position to treat my girlfriend to the things that I wanted to treat her to, or to, go out places in the beginning stages. But, then things started to get better. But that's besides the point. All I had was a dream and my assignment to hang on to. That was it. Now, I've not mentioned the half of what was happening, but I was under a lot of pressure from a lot of people. But the interesting thing is that diamonds are created under extreme pressure, and that's not the end of the process. After the pressure, they are cut into the shape and polished until they are beautiful. But the pressure is what brought that potential. And favor is with you the whole way. And you know what? I had good times throughout that hard period. Many pleasant surprises came, all because I was divinely positioned where God wanted me to be. I had a certain sense of peace that I was okay, though I had all that pressure. You see, all the trimmings and the privileges of being at work, having a job, having the regular income coming in, that was all taken. That was all gone. And I was now repositioned in the direction that God wanted me to be in. And I had a dream that started to come to fruition as I stayed on the path, things started to materialize. You see? Now, the pressure gave me no other choice but to perform. I wanted to stay on that course, and so I had no choice but to make this thing happen walking with God. And it's similar to Joseph being under the same pressure in Potiphar's house. And Joseph being under pressure in Potiphar's house was the way to Pharaoh's palace, the road to his assignment. And it wasn't the most pleasant of roads. The interesting thing is that he maintained integrity all the way. He could have compromised in a lot of areas. He was placed over, he was placed in position over all that Potiphar had in his house. Potiphar didn't even know what was going on with his own assets. He just entrusted everything to Joseph. Or Joseph could have taken advantage of that, but he didn't. He could have taken advantage of Potiphar's wife, but he didn't. He maintained integrity. He could have compromised, but he avoided it. And it would seem that as a result of doing this, and as a result of doing what God would have him to do, it would seem that this so-called favored person wasn't so favored, because it seemed that the more he honored God, the worse things started to get. He ended up in prison. But the interesting thing is, the lower he got, the closer he was to the palace. How ironic is that? But even in prison, his gift shone through and promoted him. And at his lowest point, he rose above the place that his former boss was in. That was favor. But people just think the rosy picture was favor. No, he was favored all the way through. The beautiful, to the ugly, to the uglier, to the ugliest, to the beauty of his destiny. And he was favored in prison, in the ugly, to even be brought to the palace. But he was favored because he stayed on the right path, not just because he claimed to be favored. Now, I want to encourage you to walk the right path and don't despise the small beginnings on that path because the latter end will greatly increase. Keep looking at the dream that God has given you. God will put you in a position where everything you see reminds you of your dream and who you were called to be. Not who you are right now, but Joseph was in the pit and all he could see from that pit at night time was what? Stars. Now, isn't it interesting that his dream consisted of stars? So in his pit, he was reminded of his dream. As he walked to Egypt in captivity, he probably saw a lot of straw along the way, which reminded him of his dream. God did the same with Abraham. He gave him the stars to look at night and the sand in the daytime. His dream reminders were all around him. Favor is God being with you, not the rosiness of your situation, but God being with you or favor certainly does open doors to rosy things. Potiphar saw that Joseph was favored. He could see visibly that God was with him. And because Joseph was favored and had God with him, people saw everything he did prospered. People saw that and entrusted their resources to him. Pharaoh did exactly the same thing. Jesus said in Luke chapter 16, verse 12, "If you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own?" Joseph proved himself faithful and honest with what another man had, and everything he had anything to do with flourished. God had prospered, and he kept getting promoted up and up and up in Potiphar's house and going to prison. Was the next level up, not down. He didn't go down, he went up a step going into that prison, and from prison he was promoted to the palace. It wasn't rosy looking, but it was a step up, and he was always moving forward, though from a visible standpoint it looked like he was going lower and lower. Though his beginning was small, his latter end greatly increased. God always looks for a way to promote you to bigger things. And really, I shouldn't say looks for a way because he's already made the way, he's already seen the way to promote you. But it really depends on your obedience and your choice to walk with him. And it's through your faithfulness that you can prosper right where you are. When I was headed for my dream, favor was with me, even though visibly it looked like things went down. It looked like I was falling behind in terms of how the world views things. So that's the real perspective on favor. That's a realistic picture. It's not about looking rosy. It's having God with you through the ugly, through the rosy. Favor is strictly God being with you. Even when things are rosy, there's still challenges, but keep looking at your dream. Don't look for rosiness to determine whether or not you're favored. Know that God is with you always, as long as you are with His plan and you are favored regardless of how things look. What do you think would have happened? Think about this. What do you think would have happened if Joseph went to Pharaoh's palace, straight from his father's house, and said, "I'm here to be the prime minister of your country. I will be running your whole nation for you, and I think you should just hand over everything to me." I think you can fill in the blanks on that one. Pharaoh gets mad, Joseph goes to jail, most probably a death sentence, right? So it was necessary for him to go through the ugly way he did, because this way he was recommended to the Pharaoh before Pharaoh saw him. So Joseph had a good word put in from the inside. Joseph was in the palace before he even got there. His name was spoken about in the palace because his recommendation came from the favor of God in his ugly conditions. If he never went to prison, he would have never met Pharaoh's cupbearer to get that recommendation. And being divinely positioned in prison, imagine that, being divinely positioned in prison, prison being your divine position, being divinely positioned in prison and God being with him to interpret a dream, he was favored where he was. And because he was recommended to Pharaoh, Pharaoh was served by the favor that was on Joseph and was thrilled to make the decision, to make the announcement that Joseph would be second in command of the whole nation. See how God works? Who else would have thought of that? And it just goes to show you don't need to be affluent to have influence. Contrary to what a lot of people think, you don't need to have affluence to be influential. You just need God with you. So, my friend, I exhort you to encourage yourself in Joseph's story. Stay on God's path and decree that you are favored. Renew your mind to the fact that you are highly positioned of God, and that that's not determined by how things look, but by God being with you, because you are divinely positioned in the center of his will and purpose for you, and things will go well with you. I don't know what stage you are in life or where you're positioned right now, but I do know that God is no respecter of persons, and if you will do what he asks of you, his favor will be with you, surrounding you, blessing everything you touch. His favor will go before you, opening doors that cannot be shut, and you will experience his goodness in ways that cannot be explained, because they were impossible by natural means. The only explanation will be the divine providence of God's favor, and that will be the story of your life.